随着酒馆第13期课程接近尾声，我们的进阶口语课第15期的席位也已经被预定了将近一半，11月中旬就要开课了。下周三11月3号晚上8点，露露还有一堂免费的试听课。如果你对酒馆课程感兴趣，那就赶快联系小助手来试听吧，微信是 LULUXJG， LULU 就是露露， XJG 是小酒馆的汉语拼音首字母，我们在酒馆等你。
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to America Under the Microscope Advanced Episode. Hi, Lulu.
Hi, James.
So we're going to continue talking about Halloween.
Ooh, yes.
So let's start off and talk about, well, media, TV and movies, especially TV. Because in America, if you watch TV in the month of October, you'll be noticing like Halloween themed everything.
It's like a Halloween special in all of the sitcoms, all of the comedy, especially.
Yep. So like dramas will do a Halloween episode. It's like here's a common thing. It's like a medical drama is they have like, oh no, this patient looks like he's been bitten by a vampire. When it turns out to be something like really mundane, or it's like the ER during Halloween.
Yeah.
So you get people dressed up as witches to come in with problems.
Modern Family, which was very popular a few years back. Modern Family, Claire, one of the mom.She always said about her favorite holiday is Halloween, and they always go to great lengths to decorate their house. It has a lot of money spent on that house.
Well, that's a reflection of real life, because there are people in America who are just like her. They will go all out on Halloween. They will put up decorations in the yard. They'll put up lights. They'll pretend to be like a scarecrow on the porch and jump out at children to scare them.
Just for the fun of it.
Just for the fun of it. I had a neighbor when I was a kid living in Texas. We had a guy that used to run around with a chainsaw to scare the children.
I think that's just some weirdo.
I mean, he didn't. He took the chain off, so it was completely like, it's just making the sound. But he'd put on the mask like Jason from Friday the 13th and just go, and chase the kids.
That just sounds like the neighborhood weirdo, honestly.
Well, this was back in the 80s, so that's kind of aging me a little bit.
But it's one of those things, isn't it? It's people like to participate because it's fun. And in TV shows and all these media platforms, they like to milk that because it's a very colorful theme.
Yeah, it's a great way. It's mandatory fun.
And does that mean, because every time I watch those, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners have that question, where do they get those stuff?
Well, Walmart. Halloween has really become a very commercialized holiday, and they show these things on TV, and that ends up being for sale in the shops, and people buy them. So if you went into a Walmart in America anytime in October, or any department store, anything like that, Halloween costumes, Halloween candy, Halloween decoration, Halloween music, Halloween like colors, which are orange and black and red.
Yeah, it's just a big commercial opportunity. They will create and make all of these really frivolous things that people will just buy for fun.
And it begins the holiday onslaught of America. Because you got October 31st, Halloween. A few weeks later, you have Thanksgiving.
A
month after that, you have Christmas. And then you have New Year's Day.
So in
America, it's like October would be Halloween. Switch, Thanksgiving. Switch, Christmas. I like, and some people get kind of burned out by that.
Yeah, but others probably like a bit of fun, especially as it's getting colder.
Or you do what I did and wait till the November 1st to buy your Halloween candy at 80% discount.
It sounds like such a cheapskate. But I always remember one of my favorite Halloween specials episodes, probably still on The Simpsons. Remember we talked about The Simpsons?
Yeah, I remember.
The Treehouse of Horror.
Oh, those were great.
That's a classic now.
Especially the older ones from many years ago.
They do a lot of parodies.
Oh, yeah, that's all it is.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah, making you like take classic horror tropes, classic horror films, and Simpsonifying them.
Yeah. One thing I've noticed, like in China, for example, around our Ghost Festival in summer, we do have a lot of horror films that would be aired around that time. Is it the same in America, like around...Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Like some of the movie channels on TV will have like classic horror movie marathons.
Uh-huh.
Or people will have movie parties. Like they'll watch horror movies at home.
Mm.
So the party will be based on anything else like that. I was really common in middle school and high school for kids, too.
Mm.
I was like, ooh, this movie's supposed to be really scary. Let's watch it during Halloween. And things like that. Yeah, that's really common.
Mm. I don't know, but do you think this popularity is still going on? Or is it, like, slightly dropping?
It's dropping. There are several reasons. Well, the biggest reason probably right now is COVID.
COVID.
But you can't really control that one.
Mm.
But it's been kind of on a decline for a while. Because when I was a kid, trick-or-treating was something you did at night, but now that's a lot less common. A lot more trick-or-treating is now done during daylight.
Is it because just the safety
people
reasons?
Are worried about safety, you know, stranger danger, things like that.
Especially everyone's wearing costume and masks, and especially like your neighborhood has a weirdo running around with his chainsaw.
These things when I was a built character. He's stronger.
If I were a parent, I don't know if I would like the idea of my kids being chased around by a neighborhood weirdo.
I think when I was a kid, people going trick-or-treating, parents were drinking beer while their kids were trick-or-treating, so...
Yeah. It's like in China, people also say it was a much simpler time. They always say, like...
I don't think it was a simpler time. I just think people knew less.
Without the internet. Yeah. So they're not easily scared. Mm, I guess so.
One of the reasons why, you know, this thing of like going to daylight and safety has to do with some urban legends or myths related to Halloween.
Mm.
So like in America, there are some people that are seriously afraid of the candy that the kids are receiving.
Because you don't know what's inside.
Yeah, they think it could be poisoned, which has never actually happened before. There's no evidence of this.
Why would they put poison in the candy? That's just...
Urban myths, you know, things people get spread online or even before word of mouth. And so now what people do is like, okay, you only accept candy that has been wrapped and, you know, from a major company. And don't eat it unless you check it to make sure it has never been tampered with and all kinds of stuff like that.
I mean, I understand parents' safety concerns, but they sure suck the fun out of it.
And now, because of COVID, I imagine the place is going trick-or-treating is like, okay, give us the candy so we can sanitize them first, wipe them down with alcohol swipes before you eat them. Okay. So I was like, honestly, Halloween shouldn't be that bad because you're wearing masks anyways.
That is one holiday that has the built-in mask setting.
Yeah. But another one is like razor blades and candy.
Oh, that one I've heard.
It's like people's like, they'll hide razor blades to kill children. It's like, who's doing this?
I guess it's because they watch too many bad horror films.
Yeah, that's part of it. I mean, there has been issues in the past. Like, there was a scandal in America a couple years ago where medicine was poisoned. And people did die because the medicine was tampered with, but not the candy itself.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with Halloween, though.
That has nothing to do with Halloween. And it might also have something to do with... In the past, there have been serial killers that have targeted children with candy in the past, but not on Halloween. This is completely separate.
Yeah.
But it still enters into the public psyche.
Psyche, yeah. I see. Okay. I mean, you sure know how to bring a fun topic to
Well, if you ever need anyone to grind a happy topic to a halt, just call me. I'll be great.
Let me just drag it back to more like the happy zone. Let's talk about the costume that we actually wore before. I'm hugely into sort of dressing up as well. And I'm sure you've been to Halloween parties.
Sure. I haven't done that much dressing up as an adult. I've been a mad doctor before. Last year, I dressed up as an online teacher. So business on top, slippers, pajama pants on bottom, as most teachers were teaching last year.
Good.
And as a kid, I dressed up as Super Mario, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters. Man, I can't even remember all the... I've done a soldier once before as a kid, too. I've done so many different costumes. How about you?
I do the usual. I've dressed up as a cat. I've dressed up as Japanese schoolgirl, like the whole Sailor Moon thing. I have dressed up as a witch. I like the witch thing. Also Santa.
For Halloween?
Yeah.
Okay. Fair
Why
enough.
Not? So... That sort of thing. And I always have this... Once I even bought a whole wig, but it didn't fit. Every year I wanted to. But one thing I do like is making Halloween treats.
Yeah, you do make pretty good Halloween treats.
Especially the witch's finger. I even made a brain cake. I'm going to share that picture in the keyword section below. But anyhow, if you were to dress up, who would you want to be? What character? Or if you are going with a friend or your boyfriend, girlfriend, or husband and wife, what kind of couple's costume would you want to be in? Leave us a comment in the comment section.
Yeah, be creative with your costumes.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, James, for coming to the show.
Thank you for having me. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
今天的节目你喜欢吗？赶快联系小助手加入酒馆社群吧。小助手的微信号是 LULUXJG。 我们在酒馆等你。